I don't know why the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima has been rather reduced in importance. If there's ever a time we need to be praying for world peace, it's now. And so we'll look for these texts. See, Our Lady came to those children in Fatima in Portugal to warn us and to encourage us to pray for peace before we destroy ourselves. And she went there to Portugal to a group of children who were very much children. They weren't, they had been brought up well in that old piety that is still, or was still, characteristic of certain parts of Europe, where faith was a daily outlook, and the practice of the faith was a daily practice. And so they saw Our Lady, and she told them what to do, and they did it. And enough people believed them that there was that famous day when, the Mother of God was warning us about the work of Satan. And it was just before the First World War broke out, which introduced into this world a cycle of violence and cruelty and murder that hasn't stopped. After that, there's been all sorts of things, and then another world war, and then the war in Korea and Africa, and this cycle of violence. And now the latest, the kidnapping of those girls and forcing them to be Muslim, and putting a movie, or at least a film, out showing all these girls all dressed in very African dress and reciting Muslim prayers. And over half of them are Catholic. Now, Our Lady came in order to give us the power and the means to offset that cycle of violence, which is from Satan. There have been how many million people killed in the wars that we have? And if you pick up the paper every day, or any day, and you see the violence all over the world, and the really likelihood of a third world war initiated by Russia. And Our Lady at Fatima told us to pray for peace and to observe it. That's why I'm a little surprised, I don't know who did that, but to remind us, we had a feast of Our Lady of Fatima, we still have it, but there's no special readings anymore. I don't know why. But we don't need all that. We've got the Word of God. And we know that those of us who know Jesus Christ and know Mary, His mother, and who receive the sacraments every day and who hear the Word of God, we are enough to turn this whole thing around if we will pray. And that's the message. It's a challenge. And I think we have to take it seriously. Certainly today, take some time to pray for peace. And then think of what the Lord wants you to do. You can see for yourself. Huh? I don't know how many of you still watch the news. Hardly encouraging. That's okay, but don't put your head in the sand. know what's going on, because you have a greater responsibility than anybody else to turn this around. You know Jesus Christ. You have heard what he wants. You have heard the Mother of God tell us what God wants. And so we have to do something about that. And you remember the Fatima fast on bread and water on the first Saturday, it was at least. In other words, as we see this Satan, you know, stirring up such violence, such hatred, such confusion, and we have to pray. And that's the importance of Our Lady of Fatima. And it's still a feast day. And even if it weren't, Our Lady came and said, pray and fast for the peace of this world. And you can see the violence and the fear and the murder. And we do our little bit. We go out to the abortion clinic and pray to stop that violence. We also have to learn how to pray and turn to the Mother of God and pray for peace in this world. When I looked, there was a news flash last night of all these young girls, now all dressed like Muslims, and reciting Muslim prayers. That's not right. But at least they're doing something. Look at the captivity of our own youth. Alcohol, dope, sex, violence, rebellion. That's a worse captivity. We have to do something about this. And we do it by going to Our Lady and asking her what she wants of us. To pray, to fast, and to lift this world to her so that it doesn't have to pass through a terrible destruction.